This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks for listening. The man's off today, Chad Hartman. This is Chris Eggert with 5 Eyewitness News. Whenever I get a chance to enlist the help from one of my very capable colleagues over at the Mighty Five, I love to do that. And I wanted to connect today with Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports to talk about what probably would have been, or a couple of the topics that would have been the big sports stories of the day today had not things gone the way they did with this news coming from the Pollad family. Let's talk a little bit about the Lynx. And Chris, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. It is the beauty of big market sports on a day. Yeah, you thought that Wild opening the new season and the Lynx opening the WNBA final. Hey, that's a full sports day. That's all we're going to need to worry about today.
So
and
I want
you open your then you open your email and go, nope.
Yeah, right.
So anyway,
I want to hear a conspiracy theory about this news coming out today.
I don't know. I think it's the kind of thing where it's weird because this is the kind of story that usually leaks. I mean, we've got sources and everybody in town has sources and. You think that this decision didn't happen, you know, this morning, but I had not heard one peep about this at all. Yeah, maybe you wonder if they wait a day and let your friends across town have their night, but I think if there was any fear that it was going to leak, the Twins wanted to be the ones to put the information out first, and they shocked everybody with that announcement this morning. But, yeah, you know, teams are pretty good about having partnerships with things like that. I know sometimes they'll talk if there's some big events, they'll try and schedule around each other. But, you know, as we know in this business, sometimes when the news breaks, it just breaks on its own.
That's true. Well, we'll be talking about that here throughout the day. So let's move on to the Lynx just for a little bit because I want to focus on them. Weren't really expected to have that great of a year this year, were they?
Well, the question is, they started last year slowly. And by the end of the year, they were playing really well, and really nobody wanted to play them in the playoffs. And they ran into a Connecticut team in the playoffs last year. It was a pretty good team. That series probably could have gone either way. Cheryl Reeve did admit that even last year, she was surprised how close they were to advancing. She said, last year was a team that I just thought, I can't believe we're this close to achieving what we're potentially going to achieve. This year, really right from the jump, everything felt different with this team. There was just a different tenor. It wasn't we're trying to come together a team. It wasn't we're trying to see what we have. It wasn't we're trying to develop this player or that player. It was all gas, no brakes from the jump. And Cheryl Reeve said yesterday, I knew from the second day of training camp that I had something with this team. So I didn't know how good it was going to be, but I knew it was a team that I was going to be able to push. And I knew it was a team that was going to respond to do the kind of things you need to do to get in position to win a championship. You know, sports is weird. People can get hurt. Slumps can happen. But as this season has gone on, the expectations changed very, very quickly. Once they, you know, started out well, and slow starts have been their thing in the last couple of years. But once they started out hot, then I think that's when that bar started to move. And they were incredible. Starting, you know, coming back from the Olympic break, they were bulletproof. I think they only lost one game. They lost the season finale, but that game didn't matter, and they rested some players. So they finished as the hottest team in the league and have continued to look like it. They really have only had two, I'm not even going to say bad games, two below their own standard games in the postseason when everybody's playing up to their full potential in theory, and they've looked really good. And I said it before the last series, I thought whoever came out of the Connecticut Lynx semifinal series was going to win the WNBA championship, and I still stand by that. They've beaten New York 3 out of 4 this year, including the championship game of the Commissioner's Cup, which was a big deal with money on the line. I think they have every reason to walk into the Barclays Center tonight thinking that they are now the favorite to win this thing. The catch is they can't play like that.
Yeah, right.
They can't let off that gas.
That's very true. Nafisha Collier has really been a shining star this year. Talk a little bit about her play.
She's been incredible, especially in the postseason. I mean, she's added 7 points per game onto her average, which was already absolute elite during the regular season. She's up 7 points. She's the first WNBA player ever to have three consecutive playoff games with at least 25 points, at least 10 rebounds. Those are insane numbers in the playoffs for the WNBA. I mean, scoring 25 alone is a heck of an accomplishment. She's done it three games in a row and has done it while being defended by the other team's best players and has done it while also playing exemplary defense. It's just been an incredible postseason for a player who already – Asia Wilson for Vegas was the MVP this year, and she scored a billion points and set records. And I don't think that the wider WNBA votership was going to ever give anybody but her a chance. But, I mean, I could 100% get on the stand and give you a great argument for why, in the defense of Nafisa Collier being the MVP this year.
All right, I'm going to go here just because I think it seems to be a topic that people can't get enough of. And how do you think the viewership of the WNBA Finals will be, and what would that contrast have been like if somehow you would have had Caitlin Clark playing in it?
Well, considering Game 2 is on KSDP and ABC, I certainly hope everybody's in front of a TV.
A great point.
I'll say this. The attendance for that Game 5 against Connecticut was not, honestly, what I thought it would be. I thought it would be zero seats available in the lower bowl, and I would think that they would open the upper bowl and would have had some people up there. I don't know if it was just the nature of a best-of-five series where there's no guarantee that there will be a Game 5. I don't know if it was the fact that it was on a weeknight. There just weren't as many people there as I expected to. I have not seen the ratings numbers. Go forward to the WNBA Finals. It hurts that it's such a quick turnaround. I mean, it's only been 48 hours since the Lynx advanced, and boom, we've got a game. I hope the word's out, and I hope the people are interested. I know my wife and my girls are excited about watching tonight's game. There is certainly no denying if Indiana had somehow made a run and upset their way into the finals and Caitlin Clark was on the other side. I mean, my father, who is old school and is not a big women's sports fan, this year went out, it helps that he's in Indianapolis. But even before Caitlin Clark went to Indiana, last year, her senior year in Iowa, he would be sending me texts, "Are you watching this? Are you seeing what this girl can do? This is incredible." If they can, if she can get him interested, I think the ratings, no exaggeration, would maybe have doubled for the WNBA Finals because the momentum and the excitement as she and Indiana advanced through the playoffs would have just been magnified. They'd be leading SportsCenter. It would be. I don't know that there's a women's sporting event that has ever been as big as it would have been if she makes the finals.
Yeah.
And that could happen down the road if Indiana has some sustained success and she keeps doing what she's doing. We may see that eventually, but boy, I mean, just talk about the run from the Final Four to the WNBA. It would have been, I really think viewership would have doubled.
And I don't want to diminish the accomplishment of the Lynx or the Liberty, or that's not what I'm trying to do. But in my opinion, I feel like the WNBA is doing her dirty a little bit, and I understand they're trying to play a game because they want to make sure that every player feels like they're just as important. But I also think it's so foolish to not acknowledge how much energy and excitement she's brought to the sport. Like, I don't get it.
You've got to be my age or older to remember in the early 80s, I was in my very formative years then, the NBA was a niche sport. It was not on the level of football, of baseball. There were big fans. It just wasn't widespread. Michael Jordan blew that out of the water a couple years later, but that momentum began when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird caught the nation's attention as college players with how they played, with their personalities, and then they went to two cornerstone franchises in the NBA and met each other in the finals a couple times. That was when the NBA took a big step, and then Michael Jordan rolls in 2 years later and blows it through the roof. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that Caitlin Clark can be, and let's put Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. They're both incredible players.
Yep.
They have a rivalry. An Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark WNBA Finals next year, 2 years down the road. Lakers fans don't want to hear that. Rightfully.
No.
That could be the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird thing that takes the WNBA to the next level. And I know it's been a long time and it's hard to remember that, but I mean, there was a time where the NBA Finals wasn't even on broadcast television. as a kid, I remember the Washington Bullets were playing for a championship, I think against Seattle. I think I was like 7. I don't believe we could watch the game in Washington, D.C. at the time. So
that's funny.
It could be good. I mean, high tide rises all boats, right? I mean,
yep.
Tiger Woods did it for golf. If those two capture the attention, I think the kind of players that say, why are we giving all this credit to one player? Well, if that one player is going to double your ratings, triple your ratings, and put money in your pocket, I think you'll be okay with it.
And bring in the, yeah, to the point of bringing the revenue that, boy, you talking about the Larry Bird and the Celtics and those Lakers series, and it seems like we were always traveling that time of year. So we always, I always feel like we were in a hotel room somewhere and we were watching those games, which were always just such classic battles. And that's fun to think about. Hey, Chris, do you have a minute? Would you have a chance to stick around and talk about Wild, or after we
sure.
come back from the commercial break real quick?
We're busy, Chris, but anything for you, my friend.
All right, so we'll do that quickly.
Yeah.
We'll connect with Chris Long, who does have an actual job to do today and not just talk on the radio. Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. We'll talk a little Wild right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12:51, it is a Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Newstalk 830 WCCO, continuing our conversation. Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. Chris, the Wild, it's a season opener tonight. We had Bill Guerin on Minnesota Live earlier today. He's a lot of fun, isn't he?
You know what? He's so refreshing because he's not going to open up and give you the state secrets, but he'll just talk to you. He doesn't give canned responses, and he's a fiery dude. And yeah, he's anytime I get a chance to chat with him on hockey, I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. I watched some video of him just pummeling someone back in his playing days, and so I was a little intimidated by him. He's got a heck of a handshake. Got one of them handshakes like a meat hook, just clap right on there.
As someone who grew up a Washington Capitals fan, and he spent a lot of his career with the Penguins and the Devils, I hated Bill Guerin.
Oh, I'm sure.
He made my Washington Capitals miserable. And that's the thing. He can, like, cue up whatever video you saw. He can walk in the locker room and point and go, do that. If I could do that, play like this, fellas.
It looks like he was a bad man back in the day. Hey, Chris, quickly, how are we feeling about the Wild? I know everyone's pretty excited that everyone's healthy right now.
There are two sides to this coin. One, I'm looking at the line charts right now. Of the top three guys on offense, Jakob Trenin is new. Defense, zero of the top three lines are new. You look at that at face value and say, oh, hold on. Last year was deemed an across-the-board failure. These guys missed the playoffs. How can you possibly say that running it back, they're going to be any better? The other side of that coin is they were all hurt last year, and their goalies were terrible. If you're looking for optimism and what's going to happen this year, you need both of those things to right themselves. You need them to stay healthy. Injuries are dumb luck. There's nothing you can do about that. Goalies, on the other hand, it is a weird situation that they're carrying three goalies.
Yeah.
The future of Hall of Famer Marc-Andre Fleury. You have Gustafsson, who's backing him up. And then you have Jesper Wallstedt, who's sort of the up-and-comer heir apparent. I can't remember an NHL team carrying three goalies, and it's going to be weird to see how this works. I think the way it resolves itself eventually is once they get into the season, they see what they've got. Someone probably gets traded as we get closer to the deadline.
Sure.
And I think that someone would have to be Gustafsson. I think that Fleury and Gustafsson have got to be better and will be better than they were last year. Gus was not good. He had a great year. He got the big contract. We've seen players in every sport take a little dip after that big contract. But from what I have seen of him in training camp, from what I've heard from people that are around the team a lot more than me, he really dedicated himself to getting in shape. He looks like a different person this year than he did maybe in training camp last year. So you need the stars to stay healthy, and these goalies have got to be better. If those two things happen, well, boom, all of a sudden they're at least a playoff team. Now if you get a couple guys to really pop, Marco Rossi kind of righted his ship last year. If Kirill Kaprizov stays healthy and somehow takes another step, becomes a 45-goal scorer, and then Matt Boldy stays healthy and also takes another step, those three guys alone are enough to take what, you know, if the other things happen, they're a playoff team, well, those guys could take them into where you start talking about maybe hosting a first-round playoff series. I think they probably are, you know, best case would be fourth or fifth in the conference. I think they would settle for just make the playoffs, but either of those, the fan base, I think, should accept as progress after what happened last year.
And really, they didn't end up that far out of the playoffs last year, did they?
They kind of deep six toward the end.
Yeah.
Sort of kind of like what the Twins did. Once it looked not great, they kind of fell off. But no, I mean, they were playing relevant games with 3 weeks left in the season. And backing from your stars being injured and your goalies being terrible, you know, they still, a lot of guys who weren't expected to have big roles got big minutes. And that's the kind of thing that could pay off into this year.
Chris Long with 5 Eyewitness News Sports. Chris, thank you much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Have fun tonight, Minnesota sports fans. It's going to be a good one.
All right. That's Chris Long. A big night for Minnesota sports. A big day for Minnesota sports with the news of the Pollad family announcing their intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. So that is really, really, really big news. We're hearing from all sorts of you on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. Do want to address something that I intended to start talking about right away today, and that's Hurricane Milton. And Hurricane Milton moved through yesterday, caused all kinds of problems in Florida, although I am getting the sense that it did not play out as horribly, as awfully as people were thinking it would. That's not to say there's not a great deal of death and destruction and problems there. But I think the way people were fearful of this storm in the middle of the week as it was headed this way, at one point a category, this way, headed to Florida, at one point a Category 5 hurricane. It was being thrown around as like the storm of the century. I don't think this one's going to go down as the storm of the century, but I know lots of you have friends and family down in Florida, Fort Myers area. So we're going to connect. We're going to talk to a resident of the Fort Myers area in a little bit, get her perspective. She had to put her mom or mother-in-law on a plane in the middle of the week and send her up to North Dakota to get her out of there because they just, you know, evacuation warnings and folks were trying to get the heck out of Dodge. So we'll get you an update on Hurricane Milton when we come back. Appreciate you listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.